Yeah, I'm Sergio Melnichenko. I produce the Brazilian Hour in Los Angeles. I'm with the Brazilian Consulate, Cultural Affairs. We distribute the Brazilian Hour nationwide and worldwide. And we produce in 5 languages, Portuguese, Spanish, English, Mandarin, and French. But Ketchikan called my attention. You know, Alaska, the state of Alaska has maybe 4 stations carry the Brazilian Hour and has been going on for many years. Always wondering, what is it, right? It's the weather, is the mystique about Brazilian music and culture. But I come to Ketchikan because I heard Stephanie Patton, and I receive a lot of music all the time, and she sent some Brazilian songs that she recorded, and I loved it. And I kept talking to her, and she sent me more music. I featured on the Brazilian Hour locally and nationally. And at one point, I said, it would be great. You know, I know there is a concert coming up this Sunday, and the station is, you know, I like the programming, and I was listening to the station. I said, I have to go. But how can I go to Alaska? And then Debbie invited me to come down, and everything seems to be working out. As I said, it's a beautiful day here today.
That's wonderful. And then not only are you going to the Stephanie Patton concert, you're also going to be doing your show.
Absolutely.
from KRVD studio tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
That's right. It'll be a live show. I'll be interviewing Stephanie and playing the Brazilian music that I love.
Yeah.
And sharing with our listeners.
That's wonderful. That's very exciting for us, and we're glad to have you here. Can you give a little background on how you ended up doing this as your job?
Yeah. In Brazil, I studied music young years, and I had bands in Brazil. Then in the 70s, I came on vacation I went to Los Angeles. For some reason that I still don't understand, I end up meeting Sergio Mendes and some of the biggest names of Brazilian music there. And Sergio Mendes inspired me a lot. I was about to go to college to study music and seeing his success and being inside in the backstage of everything, listening to stories. So I went back to Brazil, studied music. But the fact that I had been to Los Angeles, I saw some music departments, California State University, Northridge. There's amazing. Music schools then were fantastic, much better and interesting than what we had, even in São Paulo, which is a big city in Brazil. So I said, I want to transfer. I want to see if I can continue my education in Los Angeles, and I did. But when I looked at the catalog, you know, school catalog, I saw radio, television, and film. I said, I think this is the future. You know, I can always apply music to anything I do, but I think I'm going to go into film, television, radio was still unclear. Eventually, I went to work for the Brazilian Consulate as I was going to college, and somebody came and said, you know, there's an opportunity to start a radio program here in Los Angeles on KXLU of Loyola Marymount University. Are you up to doing it? Say, oh, yeah, I can, you know, I have a music background, but I know a little bit about radio. And we started on March 5th of 1978. By 1980, by chance, an engineer walked into our office at the consulate and said, you know, that you can have this program that you're recording here can go national because NPR is starting a national distribution. And I said, okay, how do I do that? He said, here's the contact. I contacted Washington, you know, NPR. In a week, I had the money from Brazil. The program was up on the satellite. We already had 20 stations, and that was it.
Wow.
The rest is history. I've been doing it since then.
That's amazing.
And then evolved because then different languages, international distribution. So I think when you love something that you do, there is always a great opportunity, a possibility that things are going to go right. You know, when you put your life, your soul into it, you do everything right. If your intention is good, the result is always super positive and is going to be good.
Is that how you keep it fresh after all this time?
I keep it fresh because I'm always out there listening and receiving music whenever I can. I go back to Brazil, but I'm also interested in other types of music besides Brazilian music. And I have a great curiosity, always looking for something different that I think will inspire people. I think the role of a broadcaster in many instances is to bring about some sort of joy, happiness, and some feeling of hope. So every time I'm doing a show, I'm thinking that I hope somebody's feeling good, you know.
What can people expect tomorrow during the live show?
Well, we have Stephanie with us, Patton, and we're going to be playing her music. I have unique music from Brazil. And, of course, we'll be talking about the upcoming show on Sunday. That's a fundraiser for the station. So that's it. And a little surprise here and there.
All right.
Right?
Exciting. Anything else you want to add?
Well, once again, it's wonderful to be here. And the station is so beautiful and so well organized. And when you walk into the station, I feel at home already because it's very familiar. And it's interesting, right? It's universal. A radio station has this thing, this vibe. Then when something is good, it's good. So I feel very comfortable here. The studio, I feel like I'm at my living room at home. It's like everything is familiar. And obviously all of you here. So nice and welcoming. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome.